to Apothecary After Dark.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of Apothecary After Dark. We really are going to talk about something sort of spicy, so we locked the front door. Yes. I am Dina, and I'm here with my sister from another mister.
Hey, guys, I'm Danielle, and I am very happy to be here with you tonight. We selected a juicy topic that has a wide range of varying perspectives.
Everybody wants to know about either hexing someone or if they've been hexed by someone, right?
Yeah, and is it right to hex someone? Is it wrong? Is there really black and white? Is there a gray?
Right. Like it is. It's a very interesting topic because we're very complicated beings. And also, like, the answer to this question also might depend upon what day it is. Well, and how we're feeling too, right?
Exactly. Listen, I definitely would consider myself a light worker in the past, like especially when we were first opening. Mm-hmm. I definitely first and foremost operate out of the light, the which means for the greatest good of mankind and put out into the universe that mm-hmm. which I wish to attract and raise the vibration of the planet and of humanity by spreading love and high frequency emotions and actions that will help bring the vibration up. That's what a light worker is, by definition. But I think there's a toxic side of using that term of light worker. Yeah. Because some people are like, I only operate in the light and I can't. Like, yin-yang exists as an ancient symbol because everything that has light has a little bit of darkness, and everything that has darkness has a little bit of light. So where's the balance? Because there's always a blend. So how are you balancing it, and what are the circumstances, I think, is really what it comes down to.
And also, like, there are times where things happen in your life, and you need to make sense of them, and there might be some type of justice that needs to take place.
And we're both as both Libras.
Yeah. And sometimes the justice is for us to make sense of it. It's not, you know, so there are so many ways of hexing or doing, you know, whether you say like left hand path magic or baneful work or wherever, where it's like, are you trying to actively harm somebody? Because that's, I don't want to actively harm anything unless like one of my loved ones is in imminent danger, then like, okay, get out of my way. But again, like, that's like sort of what we're like, right?
But that's FAFO.
Right, yeah, that is. But like also like if, for the most part, it's so funny because there is somebody that's in our circle who is convinced, that's been sort of adjacent to the shop, but hasn't been here for quite some time, is convinced that they were hexed by us. And we don't do that because we literally don't have time for that.
I just don't care.
Like, no, like, so, but then if there's something where boundaries need to be set, and it's not so much of a hex, but it's like a stay the hell away and out of my energy. Is that a hex or is that a removal of energy so your energy can be maintained? Like, what do you think about that?
Well, okay, so you bring up a very good point. For me, most of my practice is to set up those protective boundaries. So I work very closely mm-hmm. with Archangel Michael, and I call him in, and I just say, surround me in your white and blue light. Use your sword and shield to protect me and my business and my family. And he's omnipresent, and he is a badass warrior that can take anything. So, you know, that's part of my practice. So it's not that I'm wishing ill against anybody, even if they've caused me harm. My goal is create that healthy boundary. They can drop off the face of the planet, but they're gone.
Right, right.
Sometimes they don't go.
That is true. So, sometimes they don't go.
You know, and then now you're going to find out. So our birth card, Dina and I have the same birthday, in case anybody doesn't know that. Like, same day, same year.
Mm-hmm.
We're both Libra suns, and our birth card is actually the Queen of Swords. Mm-hmm. So she is another card that is like, her sword is there, she's in a composition, and she's like, step forth, because she is the seer of truth. So you can speak your truth and state your intention, but if you're going to F around, she can cut you. And she will cut right through it because she's got a built-in detector. Mm-hmm. And like, so inherently, I feel like that is just ingrained in the way that you and I operate.
Yeah.
So that's how, that's basically how I operate with my protection too. But if somebody's going to keep coming at me, then the scales of justice are going to come right back to you.
You definitely have to do more work. And there is sort of, the thing is too, like, a lot of times people come into shop and they're like, I've been hexed, and there's a lot of energy that goes into doing something like that to somebody. You know, even just making sure that our energetic boundaries are safe and that we are not letting anything in. Sometimes maybe our guards will be down a little bit because we'll be busy or preoccupied with something. Mm-hmm. And when we have to do a cleanup on aisle six, it takes a lot out of us.
Yeah.
Like, it's our time, it's our attention, it's doing things that we don't normally do because there are your everyday practices and then there's like the
heavier.
Just like, you know, sometimes like you got to clean your house and sometimes you got to clean your house, right?
Yeah. Totally different. It's like an energetic scrubbing and deep clean. Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of effort and a lot of work and a lot of your energy because everything is energetic exchange that goes into doing work like that. So, like, it's not something that we take like lightly at all.
I only do it when it's required, but I'm not afraid to do it when it's required. And I think, you know, sometimes you don't know who you're messing with. Mm-hmm. If you don't know somebody's practice or their faith or their strength or their, like, don't go messing with things that you don't know.
Yeah.
You know, and don't start playing with like, oh, I'm going to hex you and I'm going to like wish ill upon you, because whatever you put out into the universe is going to come. It's the rule of three, right? Like, it's going to come back to you threefold. And that's just basic rules of karma and energy. So, well, you know, so I always do try to put out things that are positive, but we were talking with Antonio, author. Yeah.
Antonio Pagliarulo, the author of The Evil Eye. And he says, like, you're almost like obligated to not ignore when somebody crosses boundaries, because it isn't in keeping with the balance of energy or the earth or karma or whatever to just allow somebody to cross lines, cross lines, cross lines, take, 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 take. Because at what point, if you allow somebody to continue to act in this way, are you enabling and encouraging bad behavior?
Right.
Right. If you don't have boundaries, you don't have to be mean. You don't have to be, you know, making sure a bird shits on their head every single day. I mean, that's okay. That would be funny. But you are saying, hey,
I see you.
I see you. Stop it. Like, we're not doing this today. I got to tell you, just this past weekend, Danielle and I had a hooky day on Saturday.
It was fun.
And we saw... I know Danielle's probably like, where are we going with this? Yeah. I don't know if she knows where I'm going.
Mm-mm.
And we saw the musical Redwood with Idina Menzel. It is a beautiful story. And basically, it's 120 minutes, no intermission. And when you get to the end of it, it's like this beautiful catharsis. Everybody's crying. She was all snotty. It's like, live while you're alive type of thing. You're like, oh my God. Like, if you don't get to the end of 120 minutes of this show and you're like, I am screwing up life.
Right, by like dry
by
eye.
Like living by like not like taking advantage of every one of my breaths, like you are literally dead inside, right? Like,
heart-wrenching.
Seriously. So
redemption,
now,
healing,
yeah, amazing, amazing show. Yeah. We get to the end of it. Now we're walking out. It's the entire theater, and
going down one stairwell.
We're going down one stairwell, and there's a lot of people. And like, I don't like being up somebody's rear end, so I like personal space, because also if you're an energetic being and you work in this type of store, you feel people's energy, and New York City theater energy. You don't want to be like in somebody's energetic aura, right?
And I was right in front of you.
You were behind me. You were behind me.
I was in front of you.
So I'm on my phone, but I'm looking, but I'm like sort of like scrolling through my phone. Danielle's behind me, and there's like a crotch lady behind Danielle who says, can you do that later? Now, I wouldn't have said anything. I probably would have just like just like ignored her. And Danielle literally turned around and said, "Who the F are you talking to?" Which, like, but again, that's like the point is like, are you going to continue to allow people to have an act with bad behavior?
She was horrible.
She was horrible. I mean, and I was like, literally just like started giggling to myself. Like, here we are coming off of this like cathartic experience of like, live your life, live while you're alive, yeah. like live to the fullest. And this lady's like, can you do that later? And I'm like, and Danielle was like, who? What are we doing here?
Do you want me to run her over? Are you okay?
Yeah.
And she goes, meh, 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 meh. And she literally had the physicality of like a weasel with the bucky teeth spitting. I was like, yeah. You're a miserable human being that you just sat through that and you're barking because I'm not moving fast enough.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to jump into the back of my best friend as we're
right.
calmly, nicely exiting a beautiful experience.
But that's like literally the energy of like, justice and holding boundaries and hexing in air quotes, because I am a little bit too much like, let him go, don't bother. But like, we should bother because we shouldn't be accepting this type of nasty energy from people.
I had to call it out.
Putting it into the world.
I was shocked. I was like, yeah. Are you serious right now? Check yourself, lady. Like, really check yourself. Like, we're not running over tourists to exit and bum rush the door. So like, you know, that's just common life. And, you know, it's very interesting because that happens all the time, especially in cases of like road rage and stuff. Like, yeah. You never know. People could be crazy. Now, I will say there are instances with exes, with relationships, with bad behavior, there are some evil people. I'm not going to pretend like there are not evil people. Like, there are people that have been quite abusive to me in my life. Overtly, intentionally, consciously abusive. They're in a jar. They are in a war jar.
That's it.
I shake that war jar vigorously and it is vile. And I shake it a lot and it brings me joy. And I hope it really causes them some disruption in life because that is just. Because that is an eye for an eye. And it doesn't even come close to what I wish upon them, but that is a direct result of the abuse that they chose to inflict upon me.
And hopefully by putting them in that jar and shaking the shit out of them every once in a while, they don't do it to somebody else.
Correct.
Hopefully it disrupts that pattern. And that's the point, is that like we sort of have an obligation, like especially if you consider yourself trying to leave this planet better than how you found it. I'm not saying to be vigilante, but we do have an obligation to call out like assholes and disgusting people and be like, knock it off.
I saw a very funny like TikTok the other day. And it said, like when you cheat on your ex who's a witch. And he was retelling a story of like when he was in his 20s, he had sudden hair loss and his like his hairline was receding and there was like pictures of him with like this terrible like thin hair. He's like, well, that's what happens when you cheat on your ex who's a witch. And I was like, that's very funny.
Don't do that, just
whether
break
it's
up.
True or not. But like, you know, so there are people who are hurt and their knee-jerk reaction is like, oh, I want to hex them. Like, I'll usually say, take the high road. When they showed themselves their truth, they did you a favor because
the trash takes itself out.
Right, the trash takes itself out. But like, there are, I'm not Pollyanna. I'm human. I'm having a human experience. Do I wish ill will upon this person because I want them to experience the harm that they inflict upon others as a repeat habit? Yeah. So if I shake that jar vigorously, that helps me psychologically, and hopefully it energetically sends a little bit of like a, keep it on the straight and narrow, don't do that again. I don't know, but it makes me feel better.
Listen, I think a lot of magic is trying to reconcile the things that happen to us, or trying to, you know, whether it's our shadow work, why do we find ourselves in these situations? How do we really bring meaning and healing? So yeah. I think that's perfectly justified, you know? And again, like, I will speak from a place of justice that MF-er belongs in that jar with every rotting, disgusting thing that's in there.
Amen.
Seriously. Sorry. You're vile. Just like the jar.
Yeah.
You know, there are times in life where you do need to like let stuff go, right? So like,
it's a good segue because I was thinking along the same lines.
Yeah, like you have to let things go. So like, I'm sure that there's somebody in your life that you could speak to and say, is this reasonable? Is this an appropriate response? I would say like, before you start like hexing and like doing crazy energetic spells or what have you, talk to your best friends. Talk to those people that you trust that are like near and dear to you and like talk it through, because sometimes it's not even worth your own energy. So at what point is it too much of your own energy, mm-hmm. and it's bordering on obsession that you're not letting it go? Only you know that right. answer. But we don't want to get into a situation where like perseverating on this and like constantly like I'm thinking about exes and like you're like, right. you know, checking the phone, who's liking what, who's friends with whom, who's doing what, like yeah. just put it in a bubble and blow it away, because like it's not doing, no amount of hexing, no amount of any of that is going to like, it's not going to change your mindset if it's becoming so, you know, prevalent in your day to day.
You don't want to keep things continuing, because then that maintains the cords mm-hmm. between you. So, you know, if something ends, let it die its death and mourn it and experience
it. Yeah, it'll still suck.
And then let it go and learn the lesson and say like, oh, thank God that's in the past, you know. But sometimes when people start perseverating and dwelling upon that, it will perpetuate the ties between you. And yeah. then you're still being tied to that negative energy. So I have found completely blocking 100% and not checking their social media and just not even like having people mention them. Like there are people I've severed ties with and I'm like, I just don't even want to hear it. I don't care. It doesn't affect my life. It doesn't bother me. And I just don't even think about it. It's no longer in my purview.
Yeah.
Even if at one time we were close, it's in the past. It happened. I've learned the lessons and moved on. I wish them well. And say like, well, hopefully they've learned too. And I found most cases.
That's enough. Yeah, that's enough. Yeah. So only you know. And, you know, it's really interesting because before we started thinking about what we're going to talk about, Samantha, who is our reader, who as a little plug is available in person and virtually, she is also available for spell work. And she doesn't like hex people, but she will do cord cuttings and she will do certain justice work when it's so called. But just because you're saying something to her as it being so, doesn't mean she's taking you at your word for it. She's talking to her spirit guide. She's doing a reading on it. She's checking the energy to make sure that what you're telling her is really what's going on. Because keep in mind, we see a lot of stuff from our own perspective. Us human beings, like we're looking through our own eyes out right. of the world. We're not looking through somebody else's eyes. So we also have to keep that in mind, that our perspective is our unique perspective. Right. We could have boundaries. We could send people along their way. We could say, you know what? This isn't aligned for me anymore. Or you have to go in the wardrobe. Whatever it is, whatever.
Maybe ends it's got to just cool down a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah.
You know? Or, you know, there's a lot of different techniques. But I think first and foremost, protect yourself. Focus on your own personal growth. What's the best way to proceed and take the lesson and move forward?
Yeah.
That's usually like the best determining next step.
But if you have to put somebody in a disgusting war jar and they deserve it, then like you could still put your head like comfortably on the pillow at night is what I'm telling you.
Sometimes
you have permission.
Sometimes it's warranted. So just don't dabble in things that you're not prepared to mess with, though, okay? Because we don't want things coming back
to
you.
Don't be, like, summoning demons if you've never done it before and, like, sending it to somebody's house. You know, don't, like, conjure stuff that you don't know how to get rid of. So, like, let's just use our heads, right?
Because then you're going to have all sorts of weird energy and you're going to say, I don't know what's happening. Like, it's not worth it. The juice is not worth the squeeze.
I love the juice is not worth the squeeze. All right, so we're going to pull a card and touch base in the energy collectively for the next 2 weeks, see what we're working with. Thankfully, we're out of March. Hopefully, everybody's feeling much better in April, right?
After the eclipse.
Because it's been a month for everybody, so now we're stepping into fresh. What are you working with?
Animal Guides Tarot by Radley Valentine.
I'm with my tried and true Rider-Waite Tarot deck because when your girl finally like learns how to read something, we're just sticking with it till the end of time.
Okay, so
two of water.
I love them.
Yeah, they're so cute.
They're very cute.
Two birds, really beautiful little lovebirds. And I don't know what you're picking yet, but the message as you're deciding what card you pick is, you're falling in love or experiencing a deepening of emotion in your current relationship. Marriages or romantic partnerships in distress can still be saved. Don't give up.
Okay.
Now, it doesn't have to be romantic, but let's
see
what you pick.
Could be friendship.
Yeah.
So, okay.
What card did you get?
I got the Five of Cups, right? So he's like, he needs to walk away. So it's really funny because the don't give up, and it's so funny because then I pulled this.
Right.
We're just coming out of like a really hard astrological month. That Venus retrograde might have shaken up some relationships or friendships. So like you need to decide, did you, like, some of these cups are knocked over, but two of them are left standing. So, like, what do you need to walk away from? Did you kick over some of these cups by accident, acting like an asshole, you know, talking out your neck? Do you need to apologize? Like, stop with the energy. Like, take a moment. Because, again, I think we get, like, so wrapped up in the heat of the moment. And sometimes, like, when you get in, like, a little bit of a fit of, like, either anger or just discontent or just, like, blah, it, like, breeds more of it. So, like, what are you going to do to, like, shake up the energy a little bit?
Yeah.
You know?
And since we are in Venus retrograde, it's a time, a retrograde is a time to review, reconnect, reconsider, reconcile. So Venus rules relationships, love, money.
Yeah.
So like I said, the Two of Water, Two of Cups. Cups are emotion. And Dina has the Five of Cups.
Yes.
So it's your feelings, which are fluid.
Yeah.
So determine, like, is it done? Has it run its course? Is it worth salvaging? Is it time to walk away?
But right, look at it honestly.
I think focus on the full cups that are in alignment and abundant, and let the rest of the spilled cups go. Learn from it and move on, just like we were talking about
exactly
in today's discussion.
Thank you so much, guys. Let us know if this has resonated. Let us know, have you ever hexed anybody? How did it work out for you? Have you been hexed? We want to hear all your stories. Make sure you are sharing this podcast with your friends. Subscribe. You can find us everywhere on social media at Amityville Apothecary, and always shop amityvilleapothecary.com.
And come visit us if you're in the area. We would love to meet and hear all of your experiences and ideas, okay? So thank you for joining us.
We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to us today. We look forward to connecting with you again soon, so be sure to come back for the next episode.
And make sure to follow us on social media. It's the fastest way you can get in touch with us, at Amityville Apothecary, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. And of course, like, subscribe to this podcast. We are eternally grateful for your support.